Kum lerne na blat gemara. We are up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about, even though the Torah doesn't ban chametz till 12 o'clock, we need to assume that people might make some errors in judgment, and especially they didn't have any clocks then. Everything was based on the position of the sun. So according to Rabbi Meir, at 11 o'clock is when we stop eating, and that's when you burn the chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we stop eating at 10 o'clock, which means according to Rabbi Meir, people make a mistake of 1 hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people make a mistake of 2 hours. At least when it comes to eating, we're very machmer. When it comes to burning and all that, we wait only 1 hour. So we introduced over here the idea of witnesses. If there's any contradiction or disparity between the testimony of the witnesses, it falls apart when it comes to specific time. And we said it's vital because we need to have witnesses that can be found to be liars, so that we have to ascertain the exact time. Well, we had an argument of Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. So first we talked about if they made a mistake in the day of the month by 1 day, but as long as they both reconcile that by the day of the week, then we assume that they're from the majority of people who are not, you know, who are not aware of exactly precisely what a Chaydash is. When it comes to hours, so we had Rabbi Meir said that if one witness said the second hour and one witness said the third hour, in other words, they were 1 hour apart, then we say that it's all right. We tolerate such an error, margin of error. But if one said the third hour and one said the fifth hour, the margin of error is too great. That's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda said, even then, it's possible. It's still within the margin of error. Only if one said in the second hour and second and fifth is too far a margin, or the fifth and the seventh. Seventh is really the sun is starting to go to the west, and the fifth the sun is on the east. People don't make such errors. So we had different versions of understanding the machlekes. We had two in Abaye and one in Rava. Abaye, one difference in Abaye and Rava is Abaye believes that both witnesses can make a mistake. According to Rava, we believe one witness is accurate and one made a mistake. According to Abaye, the maid holds there's no margin of error. So when he said the second hour, he meant the very end, and the third hour meant the very beginning, which is the same time. The other version of Abaye, the maid holds a person makes a mistake, a very small amount. You know, one guy meant towards the end of the second hour, so a couple of minutes apart from the beginning of the third. According to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda holds either that people make a mistake of an hour and a bit. he holds that, sorry. According to the second one holds a person, sorry, Abaye holds in Rabbi Yehuda that a person makes a mistake a half an hour. So the one who said, you know, the third hour, he meant the end of the third. The one who said the fifth meant the beginning of the fifth. So the disparity is 1 hour. Each one made a mistake of a half an hour. And the other version of Abaye is that people make a mistake of 1 hour, and according to Abaye, a person makes a mistake of an hour and a bit, because when he said 30, he meant the very end of the third or the beginning of the fifth, and the mistake is an hour. And we'll assume only one guy made a mistake of an hour and a bit. And what do you call it? And Rava says doesn't make sense. Rava says, why are you making all these assumptions and trying to harm this defendant? We should ask the witnesses what they're saying. So Rava therefore says, we imagine the worst. Rava says that only one witness made a mistake, but according to Rav Meir, a person makes a mistake up to 2 hours. So when one guy said the second hour, he might have meant the beginning, and the other guy said the third hour, he meant the end. So it's a little bit less than 2 hours, and that's within the margin of error. And according to Rav Yehuda, we allow up to 3 hours. We only assume one witness made a mistake, but we allow up to 3 hours. So when he said third hour, he meant the beginning of third hour, which is 8 o'clock in the morning. And when he said the fifth hour, he meant the end of the fifth, which means almost 11 o'clock. And one of them made a mistake, and we allow such a mistake. And so that's what we're up to in the Gemara. Tanan, about 5 lines above the white lines. So tonight we learned in the Mishnah, we're still talking about witnesses before we get back to our Gemara here about Pesach, about the tolerance of error. Tonight we learned how Yeboikin Oiseh B'Sheva Chakidah, they used to ask every witness 7 interrogatory questions regarding the time and place. And these are the questions. 6 to do with time and 1 to do with place. Time. Eizeh Shvuah. Which Shemitah cycle was it? Every Yovel has 7 Shemitah cycles. Which one was it? Number 1. Number 2. Be'ezeh Shana. Within the Shemitah cycle. Which year? And then we're trying to hone in on Be'ezeh Chodesh. Which month? Be'kama B'chodesh. Which day of the month? Be'ezeh Yom. Which day of the week? Now, even though if they would have, let's say, contradicted, what's the point of asking them which day of the week? If they both said it's the same day of the month, then and even if they change the day of the week, they're trying to change the testimony. And we have a rule. Once you give that testimony, you can't change. So we need it in case they said different days in the month, one day apart. Then by telling us it's the same day of the week, we realize that one of them just didn't know which day Rosh Chodesh is. And then the Eidah Shoah, we need to know, we have to time, we have to, you know, hone in further and say, okay, so what time of the day was it? And this is vital so they can be caught out lying. Be'ezah Mokim, and where did it happen? Now the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ma bein chakiris libedikas, what is the difference between chakiris? Bedikas are, you ask questions like what color were the clothing, which hand did he use, you know, all of these questions about what actually happened. And chakiris are these seven questions. Chakiris are so vital that Amar Echad Mehen, if one of the witnesses says, any day, I don't remember which day it was or what time it was, Eidus and Betel, holding falls apart, because this person cannot be caught out lying, even though he could be caught out lying, let's say, which year it is or which month it is, but because you reduce the possibilities of being caught out lying, because he doesn't know which day, every day you'll find that he was, oh, maybe I have a different day. So that's no good. That's not validated. B'dikas, I feel a shneim, when it comes to B'dikas, even both witnesses say, ain't on the yodim, we don't know what color shirt he wore, was dark or whatever, Eidus HaKemes. Lavinim, when we ask the question, Maishno Chakiris, Maishno B'dikas, why should that be so? Why by Chakiris, if they say they don't know, the whole Eidus gets disbanded, and why is it by B'dikas, it doesn't matter. By Marina, we say, Chakiris, when it comes to these Chakiris, Omer Echemen, ain't the yodim, if one of them says, I don't know exactly when that happened, Eidus and B'tele, you know why? It's important that the Eidus can be counted. This is like a check, you know, to a counterbalance to make sure that they're not lying, because they know if they get caught out, they can be penalized. This very same punishment that they try to indict that person. So therefore, they'll make sure they're telling the truth. But if it's Eidus that you cannot really prove that they're lying, they're not scared. There's no checks and balances. That's why it's important. Either because there's a custom, we have to ask these questions, or because logic, you want to make sure that the testimony is valid. And they're telling the truth. It has to do with the whole idea of witnesses. Is that a logical thing, a rational thing, or is that there's a custom? On the one hand, you say it's logical, two different people saying the same story must be the truth. On the other hand, the fact that Moshe and Aaron, two brothers, the most reliable two people, come into court, we will throw out their testimony because they're brothers, proves that maybe it's exerce a custom. There's no logic behind it. No matter who they are, if two people come in, we accept their testimony. And based on that, we understand how, whether we need these chakiris, exerce a custom, or whether the chakiris are purely to prove to us that they're saying the truth and they're not lying. But anyway, bedikas, eidus she'ata yochel azim, even if they don't know what color shirt it is, they can still be caught out lying. And we discussed yesterday that if the second pair says you weren't there at the time, we don't know if it happened or not, but you weren't there, we'll always believe the second pair. Now, our question goes back to everybody. If you can tell me, if you can tell me that people make mistakes, you know, a biased version of Rav Meir, a biased version of Rav Yehuda, especially Rava's version. Rava says that Rav Yehuda says people can make a mistake up to 3 hours. Even if you pinpoint the time of the hour, it's still, you know, he could always say, I made a mistake. You'll say, 8 o'clock, I was with you, fine. But when I said 8, maybe I meant 9. Because, you know, I have an error of margin of 3 hours. So we still cannot sort of hone in on this person. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to Rava, the Omar, he says, the Omar, he can say, Mitikotinen. He can say, I made a mistake. I said 8, I meant 9 or 10. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, the Yovelu Kulutu Usayum. That the way it works is that the witnesses come along and they say that the entire margin of error, the entire window of the margin of error, you were with us. And therefore, because you were with us at that entire time, therefore you can no longer vindicate yourself and you're caught out lying. That's how come we have a Zama. So Sigmar says now. So in other words, even though it's no longer, you say 8 o'clock, it's no longer 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock can be 7, can be 9. The witnesses come along and say, you were with us from 6 in the morning till 10 in the morning. That's it. So we completely close your window, your margin of error. And I want to explain that. Let a mayor, according to a mayor, a person that says, a person makes the mistakes of 2, wait, Rava's version, a person makes a mistake 2 hours. So then we're talking about over here, the witnesses, the second group of witnesses have to come in. You said it happened, let's say, at 3 in the third hour, like I said, fifth hour. So we have to say to the guy in the third hour that you were with us from the early morning, from 6, all the way to you know, 2 hours later. So we encompass the entire window of your error. And the truth of the matter is, so what happened? What's the case? The case is one guy came in and said it happened the second hour. Rameh's case. One guy came in and said the second hour, which is 7 o'clock in the morning. Another guy said it happened 8 o'clock. So 7 o'clock in the morning, we go back 2 hours. We should really go back to 5 in the morning. But we're not. We're going to go back to 6 in the morning. And why are we going back to 5 in the morning? So the Gemara says, even though it's within the 2 hour window, we should go back earlier to 5 in the morning. You said 7. If you give you 2 hours both ways, right, that's much latitude. So, okay, we go till 9 in the morning, but we should also go 5 in the morning the other way. We don't believe that anybody, when he says 7 in the morning, he really meant 5 in the morning, which is dark outside. That's such an error we don't accept, even though it's within the 2 hour window. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's case was that one guy. It happened, the third hour, and another guy said it happened the fifth hour. So if you give 3 hours for the third hour, you go all the way down to 6 in the morning, fine. But if you give 3 hours at the fifth hour, then we should go all the way to the end of the seventh hour. So yet he'll stop there. Rabbi Yehuda Yavinu Metchila Shor Shoyin, all the way from the morning ad Sev Shish until the end of the sixth hour, till 12 o'clock. We should really go till 1 o'clock. He said 10 o'clock, he should have go till 1. First of all, we should go back a bit earlier in the morning. If he said 8 o'clock, we should go to 5 in the morning. But saying he said before, we don't believe people make such a mistake. Truth of the matter, we should go further. We should go till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And at 10 o'clock, the sun is east, due east, nobody can make an error. And at 12 o'clock, the sun is in the middle of the sky, starting to tilt to the west. We don't believe people make such an error. So therefore, we have to also, even though we have a margin of error of up to 3 hours, but it depends what times of the day. Okay, now we're going to go back to our Gemara here. Why did we bring all of this? To see how to align it with our Mishnah here about Chametz. Tanan, in our Mishnah, says, Amir, says, Oichlin kol hei, you're allowed to eat until 11 o'clock. V'soif and b'chil, well, we burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour, 11 o'clock. Which means, even though Teres says 12, so we give you a margin of error of 1 hour. And yet, the three opinions we had, the two of Abaya, which is Amir holds no mistake, Amir holds a couple of minutes, or Rava, who says Amir holds you make a mistake up to 2 hours, none of them fit in with our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eichlin kol dal, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can eat till 10 o'clock, the tail until 10 o'clock, you have to stop 2 hours before. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, a person makes a mistake of 3 hours, so you should stop at 9. According to Abaya, a person makes a mistake maximum up to an hour and a bit. So how come we stop at 10? We should stop at 11. The toilet called, hey, we don't eat anymore between 10 and 11. The serving betchilas vav. And at that time, between 10 and 11, we allow people to eat truma. And we'll give to the animal. You give to the animal to eat. And then we burn it at 11 o'clock. So the Abaya, Libra Meya, the Amara says, ain't on toilet lekum. According to Abaya, in Ameya, who says, nobody, there's no margin of error. Nechel kulishis, eat all the way till 12 o'clock. Question number one. Question number two. And even the second version of a bay that a person makes a couple of minutes, say eat till 5 to 12. Nechel ad sev shis. Why do you have to stop at 11 o'clock? And now furthermore, and a bay, Libra Yehuda, a bay, Kod Yehuda says, Odom toye chatzi shor, a bay, Kod Yehuda says a person makes a mistake a half an hour, because he says both witnesses make a mistake. So the third hour meant the very end of the third hour. The fifth hour meant the very beginning of the fifth hour. And the tolerance of elders a half an hour each direction is nechel ad palgo de shis. So why don't you eat until 11:30? Why stop at 10? The other version of Abaye, where he said that a person makes a mistake, Shomashu, he says, when the guy said third hour, he meant the end of the third, but only one witness made a mistake, another fifth, beginning fifth, so 1 hour and a bit, so you should stop 5 to 11. Why 10 o'clock? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Nechel ad sefei, eat till 5 to 11. Amar Abaye, Abaye answer very simple. You cannot compare the laws of witnesses and the laws of Erev Pesach. Why is that? Erev Pesach would give a much larger window. Eidus Mesuruzizim. Anybody who's coming to court to give testimony about somebody else who's going to be sentenced to murder, for murder, and sentenced to capital punishment, is going to make sure that they rehearse the story well, and they check out all the facts so they know exactly what time it happened, because they know this is what happened to go to court. You have to be very clear on your evidence. So therefore, they try to work out more or less what time it is, so that there is still a tolerance of error, but a much smaller one. Of the chametz lakol maser, every single yid has to take care of the chametz. Therefore, the margin of error is much greater, and that's why every Rameir holds up to an hour, and we hold up to 2 hours. Now, what about a Rava? Rava, Liban Rava, according to the Med, Amor says, Adam Toya, a person makes a mistake, Shtei Shoy is Chasimash. Rava says, a person makes a mistake 2 hours minus a bit. Right? It's a Lachayla, according to Rava, why does the Med say you can eat till 11, you should stop at 10? Mithchilas, hey, Leinechel, you should stop at 10. So the Gemara says, the reason is, hey, Chamim is at 10 o'clock, the sun is pretty much in the east, very clearly demarked. But Zayin Chamim, but 12 o'clock, where the sun is tilting towards the west. So if a man holds 10 o'clock, there's no reason to stop. People will make that error. So the obvious question is, so why 11 o'clock? So why 11 o'clock? The sun is here, it's still in the east. Okay, not so much, but it's in the east versus the sun is in the middle of the sky, tilting towards the west. So why even an hour before they have to stop? When 12 o'clock, when we say the sun is starting to tilt to the west, it's sort of in the center of the sky, and you can, depending where you're standing, you can view it as if it's in a corner, as if it's in, to the east, as if it's to the west. There is a tolerance of error between 11 and 12, but not between 10 and 12. Okay, so we explain Rav Meir why, when it comes to chametz, he says an hour before. The Rava, Liber Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda says 2 hours before, but Rava holds 3 hours as a tolerance of error. 3 hours minus a bit. Mitchilas dalo nechol. So from 9 o'clock you should stop eating. Says Yimara, hey, 9, chama b'mizrach. What do you call it? The sun is the fifth hour. The sun is due east. The Shavu Chal might have been 12. The sun is towards west. So the Gemara said, the Chol Shkein Dalad and so Dalad. So if at 10 o'clock, then surely at 9 o'clock, the sun is much more due east. People don't make that mistake. So if you tell me at 9 o'clock, it's so clearly demarked the difference of what time of day it is. People make a mistake. That's why you still eat. 10 o'clock also is very clear that it's not noontime. So people should still continue eating. So Targum Abayi, but Abayi will use his same answer he gave for himself, will answer according to Rava, that Eidus Mesura Lazrizim Chum is the Kol Masur. The difference is Eidus is only for people who you know check their stories and try to verify exactly, so they know they have a much better idea what time it is. So therefore people don't make such a large mistake of 2 hours. But Chum is for everybody, so between 10 and 12 people can make an error. Rava comes along and says, but even the average person, 9 and 12 you can tell. Rava says, "Lav hain the time." That's not a reason, Rabbi Yehuda. I'll answer my own question. Rabbi Yehuda, tell me. You know what Rabbi Yehuda says? That between 10 you should stop eating. We want you to occupy yourself with something else, and that is prepare your firewood. Kedama, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz ala seifa." Burning chametz is the only way you can get rid of chametz is by burning it. So you need firewood. So we 10 o'clock. We don't stop eating. Make sure you have your firewood. The rabbis gave him 1 hour. A little good boy ate him to collect the firewood. So therefore, that's why we stopped eating. Of course, you can tell the difference between 10 and 12, but we want you to stop so you can focus on burning the chametz. I don't understand it. Said, now this Rashi understands it as follows. When do we say that you have to burn the chametz with wood, burning it is prior to the 12 o'clock? It's not the time of burning. Once it comes 12 o'clock, every second you have chametz, you're even a beta. Even Rabbi Yehuda says, look, forget it. Just get rid of it. I don't care how you get rid of it. So therefore, my question is, why do we need an entire hour to spend on finding wood? If he doesn't have wood, so what? Let him eat the chametz, get rid of the chametz. He doesn't have wood, who cares? Comes 12 o'clock. We'll just throw it away in the rubbish or throw it in the ocean, scattered in the wind. Tesis learns exactly the opposite. Tesis learns on the contrary. Since we learn, and we'll see in the second period, we learn from the carbon, the leftover, the remnants get burnt. Chametz too has to get burnt. So on the contrary, after 12 you have to burn. The idea is that before 12, as long as if you burn it, we don't care. As long as it comes Pesach, you no longer have chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And therefore, you no longer have the chiva burning. So this is what Ravina is saying. Since before 12 you don't have to burn the chametz right away, what do we need to give you an hour to find firewood? Just take 2 seconds, throw it in the ocean, throw it in the sea. You know why 10 o'clock we stop? You're right. Generally, you can tell the difference between 10 and 12. But, Gzeda, we are worried, Mishum Yemamun, if it's a cloudy day. A cloudy day, you cannot tell where the sun is in the sky. So therefore, we decided to give you a 2-hour window. So the obvious question is, a cloudy day, maybe you should stop at 9 o'clock. Stop at 9, you can't tell. You shouldn't eat anymore. Amra Papa, Dalad's Man Su'udul Koli. Every person knows when they have this annoying feeling that they're hungry, they know then that it's 9 o'clock because that's when they eat breakfast every single day. They don't need the sun as their dial. They have their biological clock that tells them, hey guys, it's time for breakfast. And therefore, we're not worried. What's the story? Tell them what we learned. Shorter Shoina, 6 o'clock in the morning, my chalud. That's when the cannibals eat. They have no time, they're busy. They start eating then. Shnia at 7 o'clock, my chalistim. The robbers are also very gluttonous, but they are up all night working and they go to sleep, Rashi says, for 1 hour a day, and then they wake up and they're ready for the next job, the day job. So therefore 7 o'clock they eat. Shlishis, 8 o'clock, Michael Yoshin. People, heirs who don't really have to work for anything. They don't have to get up too early, but they wake up at leisure and they eat at 8 o'clock. Revius, 9 o'clock is Michael Payan workers. They went out to work first thing in the morning and not to take a break, the first coffee break. Chamishi is a breakfast break. Chamishi is at 10 o'clock is Michael Tamil Chom. And the Tamil Chom eat then. And Shishis, 11 o'clock is Michael Kolod. That's when everybody eats. So the Gemara says, V'amar HaPapi, you just said a minute ago, the V is Matsu L'Kol. You just said a minute ago that breakfast is 9 o'clock in the morning. El April, you're right. Swap it around. The V is Michael Kolod. 9 o'clock is when everybody eats. So therefore, they know at a pace of 9 o'clock when it is. They don't need to look at a watch. They know from their hunger. Chamishis, 10 o'clock is Michael Poilim. That's when workers, they have to work a few hours before they earn their breakfast. And Shishis, 11 o'clock, Michael Tamin Chamim. Because Tamin Chamim have to, as explained in Chassidus, have to do a little eskafia. They have to control themselves. So if everybody eats at 9 and 10, they have to wait. They should learn, daven and learn, and then at 11 they eat breakfast. Mikan ve'elich, you did not eat any breakfast at all, and then you eat at after 12 o'clock, Kizoidik Evan Lechemus, as if you're throwing a stone in a leather canteen, which doesn't, well, Rashi has two pshatim, whether it actually harms you or whether you achieve nothing. Amr Bais Labaya, having breakfast at 12 o'clock, Loy Amr, that doesn't do anything for you, Elder Loy Ton Midasafi didn't taste anything in the morning. Amr Ton Midasafi had your coffee in the morning, less limbo, then nothing wrong, you know, the breakfast will fortify you. So what do we see from here? So therefore, the other answers that we are worried, but why 10 o'clock we stop? Because we are worried about a cloudy day. And why not 9 o'clock? Because people know when it's 9 o'clock. Omer Ravashi, come to Ravashi, says, Kimachlekes be'edes, the same argument that Yehuda the mayor had when it comes to witnesses, Kachmachlekes be'chametz. They have a similar argument when it comes to chametz. So no pshita, why would you think otherwise? We see that there's an argument. You just discussed it. I'm teaching you. Because the times by chametz are different than the times by witnesses. I want you to know that all the answers we gave, the explanation between Abaye and Rava, because Eidus Mesur Lezrizim, testimony is only for people who are careful, and so on, they're all valid answers. But L'Tema Tanoyin, don't think that the Mishnah that talks about witnesses and our Mishnah Machametz are arguing in understanding the views of the main of Yudah. All of this is talking about there's a disparity in the hours. But if instead of hours, they actually use the sun as their guide by saying, what's that before sun? Right. After sunrise, then the testimony is bottled. As Trace explains before, there's a difference when they say that time and they made a mistake in time, or when they say it Nezacham. People don't know what time sunrise is. So you said 7 o'clock in the morning, when actually 7 o'clock in the morning, let's say, was before sunrise. You didn't know. But when you say it happened before sunrise or it happened after sunrise, everyone knows what sunrise is, so therefore it can be a mistake, and then obviously their evidence is contradicted. So the Rapshit is obvious. One guy says before Nates, before the sunrise, within the sunrise. Eidusim Teil, the Eidus is a bottle. So Hanami Pshita, this is also certain. I would have thought that they're both saying the same thing. But how did I could have argued if one guy says it happened before Nates and one guy says it happened after Nates, I could have argued and said that actually they're not contradicting each other. Why? I would have said Chodin Milsik is saying the same thing. But how did the guy says B'teicha Nates Achama? The guy said, oh, it happened sometime after sunrise. Bigluya Havikoy. What he saw was reflections of the sun or the rays of the sun, but that was before sunrise. Sometimes you have a little bit of not the sun itself, but in the sky, you can see like a reflection of the sun, a reflection of those rays. And you thought that's a ray sunrise. This Huri Ba'almuhu, all it is rays, the chaz that he saw, Kamashlon, that we don't say that. We say that it's two different times, and they're not saying the same thing. People don't make such a mistake. They know exactly what sunrise is. Alam Nachman Rav, Halacha Kirab Yudah, we stop eating 2 hours before 12 o'clock. Now, these 2 hours, there's a big argument if it's exactly 60 minutes, hours. And they're accurate hours. So if let's say Chatzais is 12:40, then 2 hours before it would be 10:40. Or these are Shazmanias, which is relative hours, which according to the Vilna Gaon and the Alter Rebbe, because Alter Rebbe Vilna Gaon, you take the day, you break it up between sunrise and sunset, you divide that into 12 parts, and let's say it's 14 hours, so then each part is an hour and a bit. And that's what and two of those parts you do before the time of Chatzaisis. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'neim amar halakha l'meir. Why did you decide to paskin Rabbi Yehuda? You should have paskin Rabbi Meir. Why? Because the sos l'tana kavasei. The next period, kol shah, we have a tana that sides with Rabbi Meir. Why? Did not we learn in the first mission there? Kol shah shemuta lechel. As long as you can eat, machli, you're allowed to feed your animal. So that's clear. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop eating at 10, but you can still feed your animal until 11. So obviously, when the Mishnah says kol shah shemuta lechel machel, as long as you can eat, then you feed your animal. Sounds like Rabbi Meir, who says that 10 o'clock you stop. So he holds 11 o'clock, you can stop eating. You stop eating and you can feed your animal for 11 o'clock as well. Says Gemara, no. Ahu lav stomehu. That Mishnah is definitely not Rameir either. Why not? Because in the next Gemara, in the beginning of the second period, Gemara will ask you a question. Mishnah, kashi mutter. What kind of expression is kosho shemutter lechel? You're allowed to just say kosho shemutter lechel. As long as you're eating, feed. Mutter lechel means that somebody out there is allowed to eat. In fact, who is that? This is the third opinion we had in the Mishnah before, Rav Gamliel. He makes a difference between chul and truma. He said chul you stop at 10, but truma, we don't want to burn truma, so we allow the kohen to eat till 11. So that's what it means. Koshar shemutah, as long as there's somebody out there is allowed to eat, let's say kohenim, which means till 11 o'clock, you can feed your animal. So that's Rabbi Gamliel. That's why we definitely don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. The name of Ma'alok Rabbi Gamliel, fine. So then you should rule like Rabbi Gamliel. The Havalei Machri, furthermore, okay, Rabbi Gamliel, we have a rule. If you have two opinions, you have a third person who compromises between the two, we always follow the person's compromising. So Rabbi Gamliel, the mayor said 10, 11, Rabbi Yehuda said 10, comes along Rabbi Gamliel and says, depends, Chulin is 10 and Truma is 11, let's follow Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Omalei Rabbi Gamliel lav machriyahu. We'll see in the end of the first paragraph where Rashi explains at length why exactly that is. Rabbi Gamliel is not considered one who compromises. Tam the Nafshe Kamer is giving us his own view. And why is that? Rashi explains. If Rabbi Meir would have said, I don't care it's chulin, I don't care it's truma, eat till 11. If Rabbi Yehuda would have said, I don't care chulin, I don't care truma, stop at 10. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, chulin at 10, truma at 11, that's called a compromise. But because Rabbi Meir didn't even bring it up, the distinction between chulin and truma, neither Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel is coming up with a new opinion. This distinction between truma and chulin was not even mentioned. Not even allowed for. So therefore, it's not a compromise, it's a new opinion. And that's why the halacha would be then like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.